everybody. We are back for another episode of Marketing Sucks. And what sucks today is not capturing content when we have things going on and putting it out there. So who I have on today is a lovely new friend that I met recently at a conference. And her name is Dori Adams, and she's the founder of Shutterbee, which is a really, really cool company. And the moment I sat down next to you at this conference, I was like, this girl's got good energy. And then we started chatting and I was like, me and you, we need to know each other. So Dori, can you please introduce yourself? Let the people know all of like who you are, because you come with a crazy amount of advertising background too. And let us know what Shutterbee is, and welcome to the pod.
Cool. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks. I'm so excited to be here. So I'm Dori, founder of Shutterbee, as Amanda said. And so, yeah, a little bit, I think, on my background first. So my background has been in advertising. I've been in advertising for the last 16 years, working at some of the biggest agencies in Toronto, like JWT, Anomaly, and working on some major, major brands like Bud Light, Stella Artois, Mazda, Johnson & Johnson. So I've had a very, very fruitful career in advertising, getting to work on some mega brands and doing some really, really cool things. And so, you know, I hit 40 last year. Woo-hoo. Don't tell anyone. And I kind of hit that moment where I was like, okay, there's been this idea in my head forever, which is Shutterbee, and I need to do it. I need to launch it. What does this next phase of my life look like? And so to explain what Shutterbee is, so it is essentially a gig platform for smartphone content creators. Mm-hmm. The reason that we started Shutterbee was really to get people to put their phones down, be in the moment, be present, and have an affordable solution to be able to capture content all the time. So we know that photographers can be a little bit on the pricier side, and there is definitely a time and a place when photography is important, but there are so many moments in our everyday life and our everyday events. And so we wanted to bring a solution. So essentially, anyone who is good at taking pictures or videos with their phones, which is all of us today, can have a place on our platform and be available for hire to come to events. So that is basically where we are today. And then obviously, you know, in my history in advertising, bringing a lot of that wealth and knowledge to the clients we're working with and to our social feed to really help brands and small businesses understand how they can constantly fuel their feed with content. And really what I like to focus the most on is how do you tell that brand story through content,
which we love, which is a very big conversation over here. So I think what I found really interesting about the company you've created is also on the storytelling side, but it's in those moments where, like, you have an event or you are working with a client, you know, or even photographers that are on photo shoots, that your team can come in and just capture all that behind the scenes, capture those moments that you're going to miss as the like creative in front of the actual event, right? Or 100%. As the person running the conference, like, you have so many touch points that you make throughout the day. It's going to be impossible to capture all of that as well. So I love that your team can come in there and your content creators and actually capture all of that. So tell me a little bit about the creators themselves. Like, I know you have like quite a big roster, but what is it that they're trained to do? Because I want people to really take from this conversation too, and we'll get into like the startup and like how this all happened. But before we get into that, like, what do your creators do that small business owners maybe can't do right now? And like, why should we have, you know, your team on site for our special events?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in terms of our Shutterbee, so as part of our platform, we have something called Shutterbee Labs. And so that's like our coaching platform for our Shutterbee specifically. And so what we do with them is we coach them on everything that they would ever need to know about capturing an event. So how to prep for it once you arrive, how to scope the scene, the environment, find the perfect places for lighting, ideal places to actually like pose people, how to get those perfect candidates. And then as well, as much as it's about taking the photos, it's how do you connect with people, right? How do you pull those authentic expressions from people? How do you make people feel comfortable around you that they're going to want to have you capture them? So we put a lot of emphasis on our coaching. So we have a Facebook group called Shutterbee Labs. We do lives in there where we do different topics of, you know, how to shoot video, how to pose people, all those kinds of things, bringing in other subject matter experts to speak as well and inform and inspire. And then we also do live events. So when we ever are together as a group with our Shutterbees, we always set them up so that they're a little bit of like a content candy type environment so that we can encourage them to like capture, work together, give each other tips and tricks, etc. So I think around community, coaching, coaching and what we want to invest in them to make sure that they're great and that they all show up consistently is super, super important to us.
Yeah, awesome. I think the main point there that I'd like to like drive home for people, it's having people that can actually make people comfortable and like okay with being on camera. Because like
100%.
That is a huge thing. It's a huge thing, right? It's so like you can hire anybody really to come in and take video and stuff, but like, are we actually capturing the things that then we want for our content to really bring out that, like evoke the emotion that we want people to see, right? So I think that that's really important. And I'm happy that this isn't just a, hey, we hired a content creator on our team and now they're just going to come out to you. Like they're very well taken care of and coached. And I think that that's a really important note because I will have people be like, oh, you know, I just hired like this, like, oh, my, I don't know, my cousin is like really good at blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, but like, do they have experience? And like, or are they just like dancing on TikTok? Like, it's a little different when you're actually like in a room full of people needing to get that.
100%. Yeah. And people like will often ask me, they'll say like, who is the ideal shutter bee? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, of course they need to know how to take a picture with their phone or a video, like first and foremost. But to be honest, like some of my favorite shutter bees are actually people who are brand ambassadors. Mm. Like we post our job postings a lot in like the brand ambassador Facebook group. And because they have so much experience with brand interactions with customers at events and at activations, they have this natural way about them. They're able to just connect with people. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I feel like they are like always like the best when it comes to shutter bees.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so let's switch gears. I want to talk about life in startup land because I think that a lot of the people that listen to this podcast definitely, well, obviously have been there or are in the beginning phases of their business. So, you know, leaving the advertising world and agency life after 15 years and stuff, what was it like, you know, taking that step and being like, all right, I'm doing this? And I guess the question is, what's something that you're taking from all your corporate experience into this business and what's something you're leaving behind?
Okay, it's a really good question. So, and I was just actually at a networking event and speaking to another newer founder who worked at P&G for like 15 years in marketing. And we were having a laugh. I think I'm going to start with what I'm leaving behind, actually. So we were having a laugh because, I mean, here we are, super seasoned marketers, like advertising market. Like I worked on Labatt. Like they are the biggest marketers in the entire world. And what I don't think that I realized coming into more of this like founder and working really closely with small businesses was this world of digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And it is completely different than the world of marketing that I have grown up with, right? Like I'm used to doing multi-million dollar production jobs, TV spots. Like when we do social, we're shooting our social assets at a TV production, like, right? So very, very different. And so I kind of walked into the scene being like, here I am, like Miss Advertising over here. And people are like, cool, like great. But like, what have you done digital marketing? So I think in terms of the shift in knowledge and having to take what I learned in advertising, but adapt it to what today's digital marketing looks like in terms of what people are looking for from a social content perspective, how to really be, you know, understanding the audience you're speaking to, but then converting that into a way that's going to feel really authentic, raw, and real through content. And so I think that's where the beauty of the gap comes in, where like I have amazing knowledge when it comes to brand positioning, how to define an audience, how to define a social strategy, right? Which a lot of small businesses don't have that benefit of. So I have that where I can bring that to my clients, but then now I'm bridging it with this new knowledge that I've gotten in terms of content and how content can play this role in telling the story of your brand.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. It's so interesting because I feel like a lot of people are like, I don't know how I'm going to just like leave my corporate life and then just like start this new thing. And so when you did decide to do this, was this like a gradual shift into this business or was it like cut my ties and just go full force? What did that look like for you?
So yeah, so we have a bit of an interesting story. So when I was on mat leave in March 2019, my mat leave, I had one of my partners, you know, we had worked together in advertising and I kind of went to him at the time and was like, if we're going to do this, I'm off for a year. Like, let's do this. So we were going to launch May 2020. We all know what happened there. So we weren't able to launch and like, I wasn't going to go back to my job. Like I was ready to go. So obviously momentum slowed down, et cetera. And then last, I guess it was in last year, December, I took a sabbatical for a month from work. And I decided instead of traveling, I was going to focus my full energy into Shutterbee for a month and see what, like, we hadn't even launched yet. And so I did it. And then that was it. I said, I have to quit my job. Like, I need to quit my job. And this is just what's happening. So I quit. I ended last year in March. I've just hit a year of being out of my full-time advertising job, which is super exciting, but really scary. Like, it was really scary. And I actually don't think the fear set in until this past December. Because when I first quit, there was this moment of like, everyone's so proud of me. Everyone's so supportive. There was the high of like, oh my God, I just did this thing, you know? And then I think it was around December and Christmas when everything sort of went quiet and like all of a sudden bookings weren't coming in because everyone was in holiday mode. And then I went into this like really horrible doubt train and I was just like, what am I doing with my life? Did I just make the biggest mistake ever? And so what I would say to anyone who's like new and looking to make this leap, like, it's definitely scary, but I think the thing that you just have to keep doing is just continue to move forward. And like, I just learned a really interesting fact recently is that we only have 4,400 weeks in our life. I don't know if you've heard this before.
Why do you have to say that out loud?
It's like, this is assuming you live till 80, okay? 4,400 weeks, okay? So now I'm like 2,200 weeks. And so the whole point, this could be super depressing. I understand. But the whole point is like, you need to do what brings you joy every week of your life, right? And that's where you need to focus versus like the anxiety and the, oh my God, they didn't email you back and all this stuff. It's like, just focus on the shit that you love and the rest will like sort of fall into place. So that's my new like mantra this week.
Yeah, I prescribe to this. I basically refuse to live a life where I'm not doing what I want to do. But then me and my husband were actually having this conversation on the weekend and he's like, you know, it's funny because people think that like the freedom is getting to do what you want to do in life, where his perception on it is, or perspective on it is, freedom is being able to do what you don't want to do. And like, oh, that's okay. We got dogs in the background. We got kids.
I did warn you, the mailman would be coming at some point.
Stop. It's all good. Don't worry. So yeah, it's, you know, it's that doing what you want to do in life and also being able to choose what you don't want to do. And I think that when that happens, that's when you really can be like, yeah, I'm where I need to be. I, you know, have a different life experience and I lost my mom really young. And so at 19, when I did lose her, I, you know, went through a really hard time and I looked at life very differently. And I still do to this day. And it's not something that a lot of people get until like there's like this aha moment, and whether that's through a loss or through a new adventure or like a new business or whatever it is, or a job promotion, whatever, right? Everybody's in a different space. You start to look differently. When you start to look at that piece, you're like, I actually can do anything that I want to do. It's just more like, how do I get there? And don't let the fear stop you and let the fear fuel you, you know?
That's exactly it, because you're just wasting your brain focusing on the fear, right? And it's like when you just don't let that seep in and allow it to be open to the things that you love doing and the creativity, whatever it is for you, you know, like then you like think back and you're like, why was I doing that? Like, why did I literally let 2 weeks of my life just pass me by where I was worried about things that I was literally making up in my head? So yeah, it's a really interesting mind shift. Thank God for cognitive behavioral therapy.
I know, right? I love my therapist. And I think also somebody was, I don't know who posted this recently. I think it was somebody I know. Anyways, it's just like where your body doesn't know whether it's, I'm fucking this up. It's fine. We'll figure it out. I will put this in the show notes. I will tag the person that put this out there. It was something around like your brain doesn't know like the difference between like anxiety and excitement. And so you can actually just like, when you are anxious, just tell yourself you're really excited. So when you're really anxious about something, just be like, I'm super excited. I'm very excited about this. And actually changes like how you look at something. And I was like, that's actually really interesting because, you know, when I do public speaking, like, you know, you were sitting next to me and you're like, oh, I'm sitting next to the speaker. And I'm just like, guys, I am shitting myself right now. Like, I am trying to have a conversation with you, but in my head, I am just going through how, I don't know, I am all of a sudden going to be naked on stage in front of all y'all people. And in my head, I remember in that moment just being like, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this. Like, this is not, I am not going to vomit on this stage. We are going to be okay. And so it is true.
And then you went up and were completely flawless speaking.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, I think I like wrote the end of that speech, like sitting next to you. I was like, oh, I finally got how I'm going to end this.
Hopefully, I inspired you.
Did actually? I mean, you and a few people at the table. It was great. Okay, so back to startup life, because I always find it interesting, because it's been obviously for us, we're almost in year five, so I'm not in that like startup phase now. We're having like different growth pains, right, and a different level of like, you know, fear and excitement and all the things that are to come. So when you started up a year ago, like, what was something you absolutely did not expect, especially in this digital space, in the creator field, because it is a whole different world out there? What was something you did not expect?
I think there's a few things. I think one thing that I didn't expect was the amazing networking scene that is in Toronto. Like, did not expect that at all. There are so many pockets of amazing entrepreneurs who are coming together, like, it feels like on the daily to support each other. And whether that's like through social networks or actually like live events, it's unbelievable what this scene provides each other in terms of supporting each other's businesses, supporting each other emotionally. So I think I definitely did not expect to find that out there. And I'm still and it's amazing, like, because a lot of them are booking us now to capture the content, right? Which is awesome. So it's like these bookings are coming in and I'm just like, I want to go to that one and I want to go to that one and I want to go to that one. But I'm also like a really poor founder right now and I can't afford to go to all of them. I know. So I need to get into some kind of like barter system. Like, I'll send you Shutterbees if you just like let me come network. Yeah. But I think that that was definitely one of the things that I wasn't expecting in terms of like the founder community. Mm. So that was a big one. And then I guess there's some things I like found out about my business as we've launched. So when we started Shutterbee was always meant to be like, we want people to put their phones down, live in the moment. And it was actually more meant to be for like consumer events. So birthday parties, showers, engagement parties, etc. And so as we've launched, we have come to realize that it is actually businesses that need us the most, because they need content to constantly be fueling their social feeds. And so I think the learning obviously is the nature of pivoting and being able to listen and not get stuck, right? Like, there was such a good chance that I could have gotten stuck, because for me, sometimes it breaks my heart that like our whole positioning is not about be in the moment, put down your phone, because that is what Shutterbee is for me. But I listened to our customers and I listened to our audience and I understood where and what they needed. And so this ability to be able to pivot as a founder and not get stuck or get stubborn in what you believe your business is supposed to be, I think has probably been the biggest learning that I've taken away so far.
Yeah, I love this. I always say to people, I'm like, why are you so attached to it if it's not working or it doesn't feel aligned? Right. And once we like release that attachment, we truly can actually pivot. And like, it's amazing where things end up. Like, my business where it is now is not where it started. Right. And just like anything in life, my relationships are not exactly as they are when they started. Like, everything has room to grow. But when we become so attached to things and we like really want it to work, and you're like, I have to have this like this way in this moment and very like particular, I find that's like actually where failure happens, because like there's no room for it to really evolve, right? So I love the pivot conversation. And I also believe that as our world, our society has changed, how people consume content has changed, people also need to evolve with that. And so the things that we were doing 2 years ago, even 2 months ago, isn't working right now. And so we're in a constant state of change, and change scares people, right? Like, humans do not like change. This is something I can guarantee. Nobody likes change. When everybody's in their comfort bubble, they're like, I am happy. I'm soaking in my little bubble bath of comfort with my glass of wine and my book and whatever, my Netflix on. And they're just like, this is what I like. And then they got to get out of the water and they're fucking cold. They don't want that change, right? Like, they don't want to actually experience that discomfort. So I love this conversation, because I think more business owners need to hear it, that it's okay that if the thing that you thought it was going to be doesn't end up being that, it could actually be something wildly different and really cool and better
and cool. Yeah. And like, I can't remember. I had something and now I forgot. But yeah, you were even like saying about how like content specifically, how much it's changed even in the last 2 months. So like for us with Shutterbee, our offering has always been hourly, and then we also have like an up to a minute event video recap, right? But now there's obviously the trend of these 10 second bursts of entertainment, education, etc. So we're actually just about to launch what's called Shutterbe clips, which are shorter edits. And this is what I was going to say. The other thing is like, don't be afraid to just throw it out there. So like, this is something that I really have had to figure out. Like, I have paralyzed myself and bottlenecked us in the process at certain points in this launch. So we knew we were making this pivot to businesses. I would say basically by October, November, we knew this last year. We started to sort of overhaul our site. We started to get, we have a subscription pricing model. Like, we got all of our systems in place to do this. And come January, I actually looked internally and I said, why hasn't any of this happened? Well, it hasn't happened because I haven't started talking about it and I haven't launched it and I haven't thrown it out there. And so I did. And within a week, I like sold like two huge packages. And I was like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to be scared to just put it out there. And if it's a flop, it's a flop. It doesn't matter because I'm going to take the learning from it. And then I'm going to know where to go next. Right. So I think it's like, don't be afraid to just, and I think pricing is the hardest thing in the whole world. I don't know if you have thought that through your businesses, but so I'm paralyzed a little bit right now with some pricing stuff, but I'm just going to put it out there and I'm going to just see what people say. And if I don't get the reaction I need, I'm going to figure out why, and then I'm going to move on to the next, you know?
100%. I love what you said, that it was you that was bottlenecking your business.
I feel like I bottleneck my business all the time.
But you know what? A lot of people, they're looking outside. They're like, okay, why is there no engagement? Why is there no sales? Why are there no responses to my email? Why are there no website clicks? Why are, whatever, add to like the list of the whys. And we're constantly looking at all of the systems we put in place. And sometimes, yes, there are, you know, fuck ups in the funnel. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Yeah. So like, there's just like, that can happen. And that's an easy tech oversight. And like, we can just fix that. But the reality is that a lot of the time that we are not successful is because of us, because we have the thoughts and we want to be the thought leader. And I've said this on different episodes, I think, or they're coming out soon, but it's like, thought leadership is the thoughts have to become words. We have to actually put it out there, right? So if we want the product or the service to sell, then we have to talk about it. And if we're not talking about it, your business idea can be very unique. You're probably not the first person that's doing it. You're probably not the first person that has thought about it. And if you're not putting it out there, I guarantee you there's somebody else that is that's getting money for that idea, right? So if we're not constantly putting it out there and feeding our community and our you know, potential customers, then how the hell are they going to know what it is that we offer? So it's lovely that you have systems and a beautiful website and all of the things.
And amazing decks and, strategies and like all the things. But if you're not telling anyone,
how are they?
They're never going to know. How are they going to buy it from you? They'll never
know. And I think a lot of the times, like, we have to look internally, and there is a lot of that like mindset work and the work that we have to do on ourselves as the founders, as the leaders, because there is going to come a time where you will step back and you will just be the visionary of this business. And so you need to also speak it out so that your team, like in my opinion, that your team can also lead the vision, so that in times when you cannot be there or you cannot speak to, that they are, you know, bringing the values out and they're talking to the world about it, right? And so if we don't do that, how do they know? So I think that's a really great point. And yeah, that introspective look is very important. And I think that
it's so important.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the times we're stuck working like in the business, like we're just constantly in it and we're not working on it. And part of working on it is working on ourselves, right? And as women, like, we have a lot of things that we have to break through just from a traditional, like, stereotypical sense of like male dominated industries. And so, you know, a lot of times too, like, we've been told to shut up or not take up space, and our opinions don't matter. And who are you? And I know I came from a very male dominated industry and I wanted to fucking just smack every man that I spoke to. I didn't.
Yeah.
But you know, I wanted to.
I didn't realize the like the battle wounds from coming from such a male dominated industry previously, like until recently. And I have found that it has like caused me to feel like I can't show vulnerability and emotion in business as the leader of this company. Which is hard, right? Like, it's hard, and it's something that I'm working through, because the truth of the matter is that I have every right to show vulnerability. And I think that that's what would make me stronger as a leader. But working through that and those scars is definitely like something I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day. Every day. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, there's power in the vulnerability. I think there's a time and a place for it sometimes. But I think also just being genuinely yourself will always come on top, like come off on top, right? And it's just like it's come out on top. Is that the same? I am a bucket of just mess of words today. It's Monday. We're recording this on a Monday. It's okay.
But you actually posted something the other day that really spoke to me, which was like, it was something along the lines of like, don't just say it how you want to say it. And like, don't worry about the followers and the likes and the engagement and all of that. Just like, say what you want to say. And it's been like sitting, I actually like, I don't know if you saw, I put up a reel yesterday, which was pretty vulnerable, just talking about this idea of putting your face in content and like, there's haters out there. And of course, people are for sure making fun of me behind my back. But like, I'm not going to give a shit anymore, because like, I'm going to say what I want to say, and I want people to understand where I'm coming from and understand what the whole purpose of Shutterbee is. And so your post the other day really spoke to me on that one.
Yeah. I do this, and thank you. I put out this content because I like to practice what I preach, which is just say what you want to say. And what I want to say to people is like, your voice and what you want to put out there, like, it's okay. And like, you're allowed to do whatever you want, right? And if we don't hear you, and like, you silence yourself, and we don't want that. We want big, powerful voices. We want you to take up space, even if you're not a big, powerful voice. Like, we still want you to take up space, and we want to know what you have to say, because just like me putting up that post, like, even if it just reached you, I am ecstatic about that, because now that's something in the back of your head that is fueling you to put out more content for your community, which in turn is just going to grow you as a person and your business, because you're not going to like overthink that, oh, I have to say it this way, or I have to perform in a certain way, or whatever. And I've been having fun with my content. Like, I don't know, like I've mentioned this now a million times in my episodes, but like, I did that like jizz jewelry post. I could have lost like hundreds of followers. It could have been very bad. And I was like, you know what? We're going to just fucking do it. I don't even care. I'm like, it's fine. I'm just having fun. And I'm just putting out there what I want to, that I don't really see anywhere else, because my brain works a little funny. And it's like, let's see who actually is going to gravitate towards this, because those are my people, right? And so I think it's also that it's like speaking to the people that you also want to serve, right? And that you want people that value what you have to say and the services that your company offers.
Yeah. And then I think only by like putting it out there is how you're really going to learn what resonates with your audience, right? Which, not to state the obvious, I'm sure like we talk about this all the time, but like, you really do need to just not be scared to put it out there, because you're going to see what people, like even just this morning, I put up like some like 5-star reviews for our Shutterbees, just to, you know, give a shout out to them and how proud I am of all the great work that they're doing, you know? And already I could see people were really engaging with it, and they were liking and they were commenting. And I was just like, cool, now I know that I should give a little bit more love to the Shutterbees and like what kind of great reactions that they're getting from their clients. So there's so much to be learned by just putting it out there. And like, some things will be a total flop. Like, I put something up the other day and I knew it was a little bit weird. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to test it and just see what happens. And it didn't really go anywhere, but I was fine with it. I didn't like wake up the next day being like, oh, should I delete it? What should I do? But like, I was just like, all right, that's that learning. Put that one in my pocket and move on to the next, you know?
Yeah, I love that, because like, it's all test and learn. And you know this coming from the advertising world. And I think a lot of the times, like, as small businesses, especially in the digital marketing space today, like, we see a lot of like big creators and big businesses always like getting all the stuff. But listen, they also started with one follower, and they also started with one post, and just by themselves. And then their team grew, but it was everyday testing and learning about their audience and seeing what fucking stuck to the wall, and then just creating more of that for their community. And that's how it grew. What happens though is that we are a society that wants instant gratification. And so we put something up, and if that thing doesn't get, you know, the number in our head that we said is success, right? Like, oh, 10 likes equals success. Well, if I got 9 likes, not successful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of bogus thinking. So what ends up happening is then you stop posting because you get really, really obsessive, and then you get really, really fucking upset about it. And then you're like, well, I'm not getting the pat on the back, so I am not going to post again. And then it's just like, it's not good. Like, don't do that. So I love that you're saying like, I'm just posting it. I know it's going to be kind of weird. Let's see what happens. I'm going to learn something about it. I love that thinking. That's my train of thought. Okay. So before we're going to wrap up soon, but I wanted to ask you one more question. So in your opinion, like when you are when you're seeing people's content or you're having brands come to you requesting your services and booking with you, what's the one thing that you're seeing in their content that's missing when it comes to like the storytelling and the video piece?
It's a great question. So I think in terms of the content that we're capturing, I don't think there's anything necessarily missing. I think what's missing is that people aren't doing anything with the content. So like people are super smart to be like, oh my God, there's this amazing service. It's super affordable. I'm throwing this event. I'm having this like breath work thing or whatever it is. And then they get the content and then they just
sit on it.
And we're all guilty of it, right? Because I mean, how much do you hate, like, I mean, you particularly, I think, really love creating content, and I do also. But like for the most people out there, creating content is the biggest anxiety like thing for a business owner because they're busy, right? They're busy. They've got a million things on their mind and they may not naturally be creative and know how to put it together. So I would say that that's sort of the biggest missing piece is like closing the loop. Like it's not enough to just go capture the images and capture the videos. You need to then go and figure out what are you going to do with it, right? How do you turn those clips into some kind of piece of inspirational video? How do you take a really beautiful photo that we captured and put some kind of mantra copy over top of it? Like, how do you use this? And how do you understand what your audience is looking for so that you can create the content out of what we're capturing to bring stuff that is actually going to be meaningful and resonate with them?
Yeah, that was my last post, I think, last week, which was just post the damn thing already. I don't know if anybody noticed this. So like 3 hours later, one of my good friends, Callie, so she had posted a story and she's like, it's Wednesday. And she was really tired. And then so I sent her a message and I was like, Callie, I love you, but it's actually Thursday. And she's like, oh, it is. And she's like, oh, you actually have a typo on your last reel. And I was like, oh, here we are calling each other out. And I'm like, which reel? So I'm like going through the caption. I'm like, where's this fucking typo? What is she talking about? And then I realized it's literally the actual text on the reel.
That's
like size 80 font. And the thing was just post the damn thing already, but I forgot the R in already. And I didn't even see it, but I posted. So everybody thought I did it on purpose, like that it doesn't need to be perfect content. I was like, yes, let's just pretend that that's it. Because now I'm just like, oh, damn. And that's like, and it's like the cover screen. Like it is a very big typo. And for me, like, for me, I'm just like, oh God, like I triple check everything. But again, it's fine. Just post the damn thing already. Like if you have all the content, like, because what happens is then those moments pass. And then like, especially if you are jumping on a trend, like you get really amped up. You're like, I'm going to do this today. Just post that day. Like you can go back and edit the caption. You can go back and edit a cover image. It doesn't need to be perfect, but just post it and see what happens. And like, don't just sit there on it. Like, and do nothing with it. Like
100%. And especially if you're paying to have someone come capture it, like do something with it, you know? Like, and I say that to people, like straight up, I'm like, if you're not going to use it, don't hire us. Like there's no point in it, right? Because what we're there to do is help you really tell that brand story through your content. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do it, then I don't know. I can't help you anymore unless you want to come and let us edit it for you as well and with our Shutterbee clips.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fine. Go for it. That's why I have you on today. I want people to know about your service because I think it's genius. So we are going to wrap up in about 2 seconds. So I wanted to go into our action item for the listeners. So you're doing something really cool this month, which is posting a reel every single day. How's it going?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Don't tell anyone. I did skip one day. I really needed a mental rest, but I did, but I came to yesterday. I'm like, okay, I really only skipped one. So how is it going? It's been amazing. So here's what I'll say. Has my followers grown exponentially?
Yep.
Is that the word? No, they have. Like I'm seeing a little bit of growth, but nothing crazy. So what I am really getting the most out of this, though, is learning what content is working. And I'm also challenging myself to find different ways to be creative and how to like get on trends and understand trending audios. And so I'm not feeling down at all in terms of like if I'm not seeing the engagement numbers that I was hoping to, because again, like for me, followers don't matter, because if you have followers on your channel, then to me, the thing you need to be doing is focusing on entertaining, educating, inspiring those followers. They've chosen to follow you. They care about what you're doing. So to me, that's sort of been like that I'm taking pride in the fact that I'm bringing them this content. Mm-hmm. I think most people are having fun with it. I am learning a shit ton in terms of what will mm-hmm. work and what won't work. And I also think then as we're evolving in our business offering with clips, and we're actually going to be launching Shutterbee Creator, which is going to be like more like ideation and ideas and edits and all the things. Yeah, I'm just learning a shit ton and it's been a lot of fun. So that is my action item to people.
Okay.
Challenge yourselves for 1 month. Just do it. Every single day, post a reel, like every single day, and just see what happens. See what you learn and see where you personally grow as a business owner and through your content creation and storytelling. Mm-hmm.
And I second that action item. I think everybody should be posting. Like, again, we don't have to post every single day, but when we're doing a challenge, like give yourself a time limit and just see what happens. And I love that you're just like having fun with it and you're just learning. And that's the goal. Like the goal isn't 100,000 followers. The goal is learn what my community needs.
Exactly.
Right. And wants.
That's exactly it. Okay. Beautiful. The 30-day challenge started tomorrow, started April 1, whatever you need. That is the action item from this podcast.
Perfect. Okay. Now we have our quick fire questions and we're going to sign off. So what is one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
Choose to be a tech founder when you're 25, not 40.
I love that.
The energy is just different. It's just different.
That's great. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
How do you take it?
2 milk, 1 sugar. Oh,
very nice.
I'm really traditional.
Yeah, it's good. One thing you would bring to a deserted island?
My dog. Is that bad that I say that before my daughter?
No, that's okay.
It's just a different kind of love. It's just a different kind of love.
And then one thing everyone could do right now as a startup that's afraid.
Just put yourself out there. Put your face in your content. Tell your story and do not be afraid for failure through your content. Just do it.
I love it.
You will be surprised on how good it goes.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dory.
It was so fun.
Before we end, can you let people know where to find you?
Yes, absolutely. So we are on Instagram at shutterbee.co. And then also feel free to check out our website, which actually we just launched our new site today, which is also shutterbee.co.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll have everything in the show notes for you guys. Thank you so much. And we will see you all next week.